United States of America, known as Land of the Free, Home of the Brave. America has come to symbolize freedom throughout the world. People from all nations and from all walks of life have called America their home. America has welcomed them with open arms. Indeed, the famed Statue of Liberty is the embodiment of the fulfillment of this dream. In New York's public education system alone, its student body represents 145 countries of the world. The United States is also a very spiritual country, allowing freedom of worship to its citizens. Indeed, religion has traditionally played a large role in American society. Many of the original European colonists came to America for religious reasons. Religion still has a major influence on American politics and culture, even more so than in other industrialized nations. As a liberal country that respects its citizens' right to worship, America has a deep affinity with Supreme Master Ching Hai. With her boundless love and compassion, Supreme Master Ching Hai has provided humanitarian assistance to many parts of the United States. In 1993, she sent relief teams to provide financial and material assistance to the victims of the 6 Midwestern states that were severely affected by heavy rain and flooding. On December 27, 1997, at the benefit concert organized by the Supreme Master Ching Hai International Association, A Journey Through Aesthetic Realms, Supreme Master Ching Hai generously contributed $100,000 each to the Vietnam Children's Fund and U.S. Department of Veteran Affairs. The following year, on December 18, 1998, the Supreme Master Ching Hai International Association organized another benefit concert, One World of Peace Through Music, at the prestigious Shrine Auditorium in Los Angeles, California, the venue of the Oscar Awards for many years. On this grand occasion, Supreme Master Ching Hai once more contributed generously, with 2 charity organizations being the recipients of her love. St. Jude Children's Research Hospital received $150,000, and the Starlight Children's Foundation representatives smiled broadly, having received a check for $100,000. And in the face of the worst human tragedy to ever occur on U.S. soil, on September 11, 2001, Supreme Master Ching Hai had also responded by immediately sending relief teams from around the country and all over the world to Ground Zero in New York City. Supreme Master Ching Hai's financial contributions amounted to over $300,000 to organizations aiding the victims. More currently, Supreme Master Ching Hai was awarded the Los Angeles Music Week Certificate of Commendation 2002, the Commendation of Dedication and Outstanding Service from the Mayor of Los Angeles 2002, and the highest honor at the 2006 Annual Telly Awards. Supreme Master Ching Hai continues to this day to extend her loving compassion to all parts of the U.S., from Virginia, Ohio, Kentucky, Alabama, to California, Florida, Texas, Hawaii, and other states. We now invite you to listen to the following discussion with Supreme Master Ching Hai and our association members, entitled Rely on Yourself, in Hawaii, USA, in September 1994.
Could you speak a little bit, Master, about the fact that our ego gets in the way to our relationship, to a closer relationship with God, to know the God within? Yeah. That it was our ego that gets in the way. Could you address that, please?
Yeah, there's no ego.
And how to get rid of it?
There's no ego, really. There's no ego. Just the environment of it. When we were young, we did something wrong. We get punished. And when we did something good, we get praise, and sometimes overdue praise. And then we learn to manage to show off, because we get praise and get candies and things like that. Yeah? And then later on, when we grow up, we are in the school, and then we learn that the brilliant one, yeah, or those who knows how to go about socially and get the advantage, yes, and then we learn again how to be on top, how to talk smoothly, how to do things that please people, even though sometimes these things are not very honestly done, just to win the prize. And that's how we get into the habit, you know, to manage things the way we want, so that we get the spotlight, all right? And that is what we call the ego. There is no ego to begin with, all right? And then we so used to with failure and success, and we are proud of ourselves. We think, oh, I accomplished this, and I've done that. I outdo him, I trick them, and things like that. And then we get prouder and prouder, you know? That is the so-called ego. Actually, it's all habit. We're not born with the ego. That's why I told you the environment is very important to the individuals. So a person with the same level of intelligence, if brought up in different environments, will react differently to the same situation that they confront with, because of the habit they acquired, because the thing they learned during their childhood and their life, right? So there's no ego really. Now we try to deal with the habit only. Ego, what's ego? There's no ego. Just a habit, see? For example now, you want to meditate, but you're so used to it running around, you know, 7 o'clock you go to coffee, and 8 o'clock you go dancing, and now tell you to sit here. And don't even see God sometimes. Not always, yeah? Some lucky fellow see God all the time and take it for granted. Of course this thing will make you feel unhappy. And then it's difficult for you to believe that there's such a thing as God and that He is even loving at all. If He is loving, why don't He come to me? Why He comes to the neighbors? Yeah. Because you tend to learn as you grow up to compare things the way the worldly people do. They teach you, you know? And the neighbor is better than you. His car is more expensive. Why God gives him and not give me? Think like that, and then this is the so-called ego. You know what I mean? The argumentative mind that they collect from the influence of the society. So now all we have to do is that go contrary to that. Every time we think some nonsense, we say, okay, that is just your habit. I don't believe in your garbage. And then just do your work. Yeah? Don't listen to the mind. Yeah? And slowly, you will get used to it. The people who are pure in the heart, you know, they're more simple. They get to God quickly, because they don't have too many thinkings and too many comparisons, too many studies to overcome. See, the more intellectual people, or sometimes the more accomplished people, they're more complicated, because they have to be in this kind of field to succeed, for example, like that. Therefore, they become habitual to thinking, analyzing, pro and con, and success and failure. If I sit in meditation, what do I get from God? Do I get anything at all? Is that worth it? You know, time is money. And things like that. You know, sometimes subconsciously we obstruct ourselves the way to heaven. Huh? That's what we call ego. Actually, there is none. Alright? For example, many children who were grown up in a battered home, grow up, become criminal. They were not loved as a child. They grow up, don't love anybody. They only know violence. They only know using muscle force or whatever force they can get to win the enemy, to become a stronger guy. Yeah? Most of them are unloved. And then it's very difficult for them to change that. So, and then you would say that's their ego. Actually, I would say it's just a habit, okay? When we say habit, it's easier to understand, and also it seems easier to reach and to correct than to say ego is something so frightening, like an entity or something like that, that we have to fight with. It's not that difficult, okay? Even the brushing the teeth, many people don't brush it 3 times a day because they don't have the habit, they can't bother to change, right? That's it, okay? Just habit. But some people are hard to do it. They don't do it. Even though it's so easy. You know what I mean? It's also like me, I don't watch television so much. It's difficult for me to remember what time the meal's on. But for you, it's easy because you do it every day. You know, it becomes habit. When you don't watch it, you get itching somewhere. You cannot, you have to watch it. You know, even before, you know exactly when the meal's on. Even you don't have to look at the watch. Is that right? It's some people like that. habits, okay? So forgive yourself and try to change.
I can't quite explain it, but I was thinking that we are stuck in this time and place, and in order to advance towards God, to realize the God within us, that sometimes our own intelligence, our own knowledge, as you were already kind of addressing, stops us. And I guess the basic answer is that we must meditate even more.
Yes.
Because when you reach that certain point in meditation, and it's so beautiful.
Yes.
But then
go behind the wave, huh?
Yeah, want that point even more, and something stops us. Can
some way? It's all right. You just initiate it. Just continue. That's all there is. Continue. Yeah. Just try your best. Yeah. Okay. Don't be so harsh on yourself. Love yourself. Forgive yourself. And do your work. All right, that's it. It's all right if your ego stay in the way. You just continue. Besides, this ego is also good for you. You know, the competitiveness, the outgoing nature, the successful talents, you know, you need it for your own individual mission on earth. Whatever God gives you, whatever situation He put you in, is good for you. Whatever talent He endowed you, good for you. Whatever experience you undergo, better, good, is good for you. Everything is good for you. Even though you don't see it right now, you will see it later on, or at the time of departure. You know what I mean? Don't worry, everything's perfect. Really. Okay? It's just that we are not satisfied with something, so God has to change for us sometimes. For example, there's a lot of suffering, things like that. Or the world people, sometimes they go too much in the wrong direction. They're influenced too much by the negative. Because Satan also tried to gain the souls, that the soul will stay here all the time. There's many people earthbound because of the attraction, because of the attachment for the things of this world. Yeah, not all souls can go to heaven, mind you. That's why I said to you, be careful. Do your job here. Finish your duty. So that you go up. And don't be attached to the things in this world. These are only tools that we should use to learn, not to cling to. Just like a raft or a boat you use to cross a river. You don't carry it on your head all the time just because it helps you to cross the river. All right? It's very difficult. But you are doing fine. You come in here. That is already a big step, you know? So now you come here. You begin to better yourself. It's all right. It's good. It takes time. Oh, yesterday, you know?
I guess to me, my main guru is Jesus, Buddha.
Good
for you. Yeah, you know, I love you and I love the masters that walk the earth. But God is the main guru to me.
Yes, true. Yes.
And I guess I'm impatient and I get angry with him.
He's more impatient than you. Don't worry. He longs to have his children back to Islam. But you know, he wants you to grow also. That's why he sacrificed the relationship. But God is not a person that you have to be separated from Him. You see? Because He's everywhere. He's in your neighbor next door, even though He's a lousy God, the way you see it. But still, He's a God inside. Yeah? Sometimes God wants to play fool, or wants to play bad persons in a stage of this life, so that you learn to become a better person. So it's your fault that you feel separated, okay? I don't feel separated from God. Other people don't. So the more you feel separated, the more you long in, the more you will get blessing. You will feel closer very soon. Okay? Because God will not have no ears, no nose. He listens, He smells, He knows. He knows before you even ask. He knows, that's why He brought you here. So that you get a quicker way to feel Him next to you, inside you, outside you, everywhere with you. All right? I promise that you will feel, you will know, very soon, okay? Just relax, let go, okay?
I just wanted to thank you. for coming.
Thanks.
I don't have a question. I just wanted, it meant so much to me that I was able to see you.
Mm-hmm.
And now really? I need to leave and go back to work. But I just wanted to be able to say thank you before.
All right. No problem.
When we come to this earth, do we choose our own parents?
Yeah, you did.
Thank you.
You did everything. Everything you are in, you chose. But you forget. Then you reject it. You know? Sometimes we reject. Not you, but I mean us, we. And then we complain about our situations. Actually, we have chosen to be. Sometimes in a hard situation, even accident, even violent happenings to us, these are our choice to challenge us to grow. The harder the situation, the stronger the soul will be. Supposed to. But sometimes we chose the task too big, perhaps, and then we failed and then we don't like it. Yes. And that's how. Hmm? Therefore, I told you, really, everything is good for us. Hmm? But this is never end to the paradox of the universe. And then that comes to the case, and then you will ask me, then Master, then why would you cry when you cry with the suffering of the people? But that's what makes us human. One thing we know, that suffering is good for us. Yeah? One thing I know, that the doctor's injection is good for my allergy. But another thing I'm afraid of, I say, please, I just really want to stop it. It's the same with your spiritual issue and the situation you chose to be born in this world. You know it, you want it. But when it comes to the actual facing with this problem and these trials and this test, you're afraid. But luckily God is very big-hearted, you know. He doesn't mind our weakness.
Before we were born, we chose our environments, our parents, our trials, our tests, our examinations, the friends we're with, the situation we'll be in. But then when it's too much, we cry. Okay, fine. It's all right. You can cry, you can pray. And help will be there to help you to overcome this weakness or to go quickly.
You know, to comfort yourself a little bit, to go through the test. Hmm? Just like you have to go to the shop for the doctor, but the nurse will hold your hand, a thing like that. Or your parents, or your daughter, your father, mother will say, honey, it's all right, honey. I'll take you to the movies later. Yeah, thing like that. But the shop, you still have to have it. But still you feel better, huh? The loved one next to you, huh? All right? That's why when you go to the hospital, many people go to see you. It doesn't ease your pain. It doesn't lessen your sorrow. But you feel comforted with the flowers, with the cards. Yeah, get well card with a lot of friends and loved ones and smiling and loving you. You feel comforted. Is that right? Okay. That's why we pray, yeah? And that's why we meditate also. It will lessen the pain of our test, and it makes us pass in all colors, yeah? With flying colors.
Master, I've come to just realize that and everything that I have in this world is something that I have chosen. Mm-hmm. And then, if that's so, then what is there to do for me? I mean, it's only a matter now of fulfilling my mission.
But you don't even know what it is.
Well, right? My mission is my work. Whatever I'm doing right now is my mission.
Fine, but you don't probably do it right. You do not do it correctly. And sometimes you want to know how you do it better, okay? Mm-hmm. So that you gain a higher degree for yourself, for your own wisdom, okay? And the meditation is the opening of your wisdom so that you do your work better. You pass the higher note in the test, all right? Okay? Just like when you go to school and you have sometimes extra teacher, huh? So that you can pass the test better and you do your exam easier, okay? All right?
But it gets more beautiful as you meditate,
right?
More, as
yes.
You become more virtuous.
Yes. I told you already, apart from the things you have that God gives you, apart from the situation and the karma you make and give and take with people, you add more glory to your life also. It's a kind of bonus. See? Also, you feel more at peace with your life and you feel more happy and more content in suffering and happiness. Okay?
Thank you very much.
Yes, it helps.
Yeah. To think in this term makes it very simple.
Very simple, yes.
Yeah.
No complication.
Well, actually, I'm thinking about clearing karma. If I'm collecting karma as I go along, and I know that when I was initiated, of course, you cleared.
Yes.
Up until that time, yeah. But I do still get angry and lose my temper and so on. Although I keep it to myself. But how do I clear my karma? Is that through the meditation? Or should I be doing something else to clear my karma as time goes on and I'm accumulating?
Okay. You know, the less obstruction you create for your future, the smoother your road, that's all, okay? Not that you're not allowed to make mistakes, okay? Just for your progress, and I tell you, please do this and please avoid that, all right? As much as you can. It's better for you, okay? Just like when you are in an examination season, the parents and the teacher would advise you not to go dancing too much, not to watch television too late, not to do this and that. Just concentrate on the examination, is that right? Then you pass the test quicker, and higher note, in a higher note, The karma, you get angry? Oh, that's a habit. You can't change it overnight. But the more you meditate, the less it will be, okay? Don't expect you to be a Buddha just 24 hours.
Is it the meditation that will help to keep me clear then?
Yes.
And will help to clean away the karma?
Yes, that also. Yesterday, our brother has told you that he has been a different person now. Many people will tell you that. But if you have not been that different from before, you must so quickly, and please forgive yourself and try again, you know, forgive yourself. It's all right. Sometimes you can't help it because you have the karma with that person, you know. Yeah? So forgive yourself, try to be as loving as possible. But it's difficult, you know. Sometimes it's your trial, you see. It's your lesson that you have to learn, okay? So try, all right? And the more you meditate, the better you will be. Hmm? Everybody have this experience. Yeah? It depends, you know. You get angry. Sometimes it's justified. But the thing is, you don't carry on with it. And don't bear hatred after that. Try to reconcile with each other right away, or as soon as possible. Try to think of the good side of that person and make it up with them, okay? And that's how you feel more peaceful within yourself. But angry sometimes, sometimes it's not all that bad, you know? Sometimes like a mother anger with her child, to make sure that she understands this is serious and don't please do it again. Otherwise the child will not learn, okay? And sometimes when you say it once, and the child will never do it again. But if you wait too long, he become a habit, you know? And it's difficult to teach him then. And then you get angry with that, okay? It's all right. It's all right. Just meditate and try to keep the precepts as much as you can. Try your best, and God knows it's difficult. Okay? You're all right. You're very honest, and you try very hard. That's why you even saw Jesus in vision and that, okay? That means he loves you. Okay. All right. That means you try your best. A person who is good doesn't mean that he never get angry. The person who is good, it means he's angry, but he really has no other way in that situation. In that situation, he has to react that way. Then it's all right. People will understand you even. People will know that you don't mean bad in your anger. It's just that they force you to do it. And then it's all right. After that, you clear the air and finish. Okay? Don't bear the hatred and things like that in your heart. It's no good for you and that person. Okay? Besides, sometimes the cold war is even worse than... Sometimes the couples, you know, they fight with each other for a while, you know, over something that they long overdue. And then afterward, they love each other more. Something like that. It's also allowed. It's all right. Sometimes you put some hot pepper in your pizza and it burns, but it's good, huh? Just forgive yourself, okay? And try to change it if you don't like that trait of yourself. But don't hate yourself, okay? Don't think you are so bad. It is not so bad. Same with praying. We pray, we have to pray sincerely and we get the answer, okay?
We appreciate your gracious presence with us today on Between Master and Disciples. Please join us again tomorrow for the conclusion of Rely on Yourself. Coming up next on Supreme Master Television is Planet Earth, Our Loving Home, right after Noteworthy News. May you and your loved ones be blessed with peace and harmony.